We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also chairman of the board and one of the founders of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And if you know me and you've known me through my Mage life, you know I love entrepreneurs. It's fun to talk to, get to know them. That's my animal. That's my jungle. And our next guests, two very interesting entrepreneurs, and let's see if I can get this right. We have David DeSadza and Mina Michael of Synergy of Terrest and Synergy Foods, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
I got it straight, right, all the way down the line?
Yeah, yep, so it's pronounced Tyrus, but yeah, you got everything all down.
Tyrus, okay, I got the names right. So tell us about Tyrus and then Synergy Foods.
Right, yeah, so I mean, we'd love to talk about the two ventures. So before we get started, we kind of tell you like our story and how we got into foods. So we both come a long way. We were at one point above 300 pounds. And we've cut down 120 pounds and just got into the fitness world. And so we enjoy cooking. In the 2 years that we lost like over 100 pounds, we cooked like 5 meals a day. So we've got into like the food business, and that's like our drive basically. Mina's family also owned a restaurant. So, you know, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So my story is actually a little bit different than David's. I was actually almost 240 pounds. My brother was almost 300 and my dad was over 300 pounds. So we got into fitness, or I got into fitness, and the first things first is obviously diet. And so I was eating bland
food. And exercise.
Food. And, well, yeah, exercise, of course. But exercise was fun for me.
Right.
The diet was the hard part.
Right.
So when I was dieting, I'd start off by eating plain salads with some chicken breast in it, some shrimp, you know, very, very bland foods. And then I started experimenting a little bit and having fun with it. And now my favorite meal, healthy or not, is oatmeal, believe it or not. So me having fun with it, obviously.
What kind of oatmeal do you buy?
Well, I can't tell you all my secrets. But I make a delicious chocolate oatmeal. It's probably one of the one of my staples.
It like melts. It's like a dessert. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
You'd be surprised.
It's like eating liquid fudge.
Pretty much, practically.
So you're using cocoa and you're not using sugars.
I do use cocoa. So you have part of the recipe right there.
So you're because you're not loading it up with sugar.
Exactly. Like mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my, that's a great idea. Do you cook it with the cocoa in it?
I do cook it with a cocoa in it.
Okay, you're gonna make me think. I'm gonna be making oatmeal tomorrow. I'm gonna start to experiment with my own.
Pretty soon, Oscar Myers is gonna hear about this, huh?
No. Don't worry. No, but you know, it's interesting what you can do when you want to be creative and how healthy food can taste great. And that's what you're really saying, that you evolved into a sort of more sophisticated healthy food eater.
Yeah, exactly. And I did that to make it more of a lifestyle. And on top of that, I want to show my dad and my brother that you don't have to suffer if you want to lose weight. And they both lost almost over 200 pounds total.
So yeah, I mean, like, industry standard is, like, if you want to get cut, if you want to be ripped with six-pack, you have to suffer. And you have to be in the gym all day long.
Wow, David's arms are bigger than my legs put together.
So, like, yeah, so we discovered, like, a new way. Like, you don't have to eat, like, these crappy foods, like, these really bland, just rice and protein, eat, like, 7 times a day.
Here's Pizza Boy.
Yeah. Pizza's great, too. We're not judging. But, yeah, so, like, we discovered, like, the healthy way is, like, it can be delicious. It can look good. It can also taste very good. So that's our beginning. And that's how we got into, like, trying to start up two businesses in the food industry. So now we'll talk about a little bit about, like, Tyrus and Synergy Food. So Tyrus, I started up with my sister. My sister's also into fitness as well. And so the whole point of Tyrus is, one time we were on Newberry Street, and if you know Newberry Street, like Max Brenner's, there's so many other restaurants, and they're usually always packed around like 2, 3 p.m. or if you get out of work at 6 p.m. So we had a couple of friends from Oklahoma, and we're just trying to drive down, trying to take them out and like experience Max Brenner's. Max Brenner's is amazing for like chocolate lovers. So we went, and it was like an hour wait time, and we were just like, wow, that's crazy. We're like, why isn't there an app that tells you how long the wait times is for like a particular restaurant? So that was our like initial idea. So we create an app that tells you, based on user reviews and also ratings from Yelp, and it checks a little bit of Google Analytics, and it does a little bit of like machine learning and tells you approximately how much the waiting time is. And so, Mina, you want to talk a little bit about Synergy Foods?
Is that Tyrist or Synergy?
That's Tyrist.
Okay, good. You keep going.
Yeah, so Synergy Meals, essentially it's going to be a meal prep service. You're going to go online, and it's very affordable for, you know, the average consumer. And you order these meals, and they come right to your doorstep. They're going to come fully cooked, prepared, but frozen. And so you're going to put in your refrigerator when you're ready to go work, 9-to-5 job. Take it out of your refrigerator, put it in your backpack or whatever. Take it to work, microwave it for 2 minutes. You have a delicious, gourmet, healthy meal right there. You don't even have to get up from your seat.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
But there's no added... do you have to put preservatives in the food for it frozen, or it has a shorter shelf life?
It does have a shorter shelf life. So that's why you ideally would want to order these meals at the beginning of the week and approximately order for the entire
week. So you order for the week, you keep it for the week, you eat it.
Right.
Do you recommend a meal plan for different days of the week?
Well, so currently we're not doing exactly a meal plan based. It's basically you just go on there, pick your favorite meals, and you try them out. And if you like it, you keep ordering.
Right. So, yeah. So right now for Synergy Meals, our progress is we're working on the tech side. So we've worked out the distribution, like all the pricing charts. So right now the only thing left is the tech side. So both me and I, we went to WPI. He did biomedical engineering, and so I'm doing a double major in computer science and management engineering. So we both have like a pretty good background, theoretical background for the like foods distribution as well as like the technology online. So we're trying to like in the future, we want to have like a online portal for people to, I mean, they put in their desired goal, they put in their how much they want to weigh, and it will like generate an auto meal plan for them. They can like download and order based on the meal plans. But
so if you're working off the internet the way you're describing it, does the program tend to draw millennials in?
That's what our tests have suggested. So like we've we started as our logo. Like our logo was super environmental friendly. It was like very green looking. So we send out tests like to all of our friends on Facebook and email. We just sent out and we were like, how do you like the design? How do you like the concept? And what we got was like we're targeting mainly like female millennials and like maybe younger moms that like necessarily do not have the time to cook, but they want like a healthy
and they don't want to lose their youth.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So they want like a very macro friendly. That's fine.
No, but I know, you know, women have children and they don't want to look like they've had children.
Right, exactly.
They want to look like they looked before they had children or even better.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a goal for pretty much everyone. You always want to look good, right?
Well, both Taz and I, you know, work out every day, you know, so, you know, that's not a problem. The difference is Taz lives on pizza mm-hmm. and Kraft dinner and I don't. But he's half my age, so.
Yeah. Yeah, metabolism kind of kills you at like when you grow up, a little bit lower, older, huh?
Well, metabolism's always going to slow. It might not have started out the way I wanted it either. So
right.
I always figure that diet is an evolving, changing process in my life. That if my diet stays the same, I'm in trouble. As I'm getting older and evolving, my diet habits have to change and evolve.
Right. So
I change my diet every year.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm evolving for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that works just fine for me because I always find something I like, and sometimes I eat a little bit less of what I do like.
Yeah,
like you with your chocolate.
Yeah.
But you found a way to do the chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah, we found that nice mixture of what I like and the healthy foods.
I love the idea of chocolate and oatmeal. I'm on that one. I gotta tell you.
I might have to tell you the recipe afterwards.
But I'm not eating the oatmeal that's crunchy. I don't like that hard oatmeal stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we don't do steel cut. We just do like the regular.
I like the soft. Maybe it's because I'm a baby, because my mother used to give me cream of wheat when I was a kid, and I love cream of wheat. Yeah. And I know cream of wheat now has zero nutritional value. Sorry, cream of wheat. So I moved to oatmeal, even though I love cream of wheat more.
Yeah.
Oatmeal does have a lot of benefits.
It does.
Yeah, a lot of higher.
I mean, it's gluten-free, too, so it's very beneficial. And in the morning, like, especially, I mean, after you've woken up and after you go to the gym and you go to sleep, your body's hard at repair, right? So it's a great way to kick off the day, especially with meanness like chocolate oatmeal.
I eat a gluten-free muffin. Is it gluten-free? I think it is every day, and it's my wife's recipe, and she has these banana muffins she makes that are sort of gluten-free with almond flour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
They're spectacular. Well, my wife's a chef, so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She was trained as a chef, so she knows all that stuff. Interesting business. Where's it going? What am I going to see when we have you back here in 2 years?
Oh, 2 years? We're thinking about coming back in a couple of months. We're bringing our oatmeal with us, too. So Synergy Foods, I mean, we could launch it. So we're just waiting for the website, and the website should be done in 2 to 3 weeks. We've had a couple of requests for our meals, so we haven't even started marketing yet. But I'm sure, like, the problem for us is we don't want to start overmarketing because we want to be able to fulfill those orders. So right now, it's
don't
only
want to overmarket.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
That's a huge
you want more demand
right?
than
exactly
you don't
right.
Wanna, yeah.
And then I mean, if we do get more demand, then we can like if it's overwhelming. we're going to have to find some sort of like distributions or like kitchens that might help us out. So we're planning on like starting this within the month, the Synergy Foods, starting delivery within the month, testing everything out within a couple of months and seeing how the business goes and trying to expand, hopefully.
Great. Hey, guys, if somebody wants to find either Terrest or if it's Terrest or Synergy Foods, how do they find it?
Right. For Tyrest, we have a social media platform. You can go on Twitter. It's at Tyrest App. We also have a website. It's Tyrest.com. Instagram, same thing. So all over the social media, if you type in Tyrest App, you should be good to go. For Synergy Meals, we like we said, we haven't started marketing because we do not want an overwhelming orders. But we are getting the website up. It should be up in 2 weeks, and it's going to be called SynMeals.com.
Yep.
So if you check it out, it should be live in a couple of weeks.
Sounds exciting. And I would encourage everybody to try Terrest.com. And go see the website yourself. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with David Desadza and Mina Michael, and we're going to have him back again. We're going to track this business.
Oh, for sure.
See what's happening and give you some promotion.
Yeah.
That's what Radio Entrepreneurs is all about. And tell your friends as well. We want to share the knowledge of entrepreneurship. We hope you join our social marketing sites and post stuff and show us stuff that you're doing.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Jeff, Chris, thanks for having us.
That's any time. And if you can change Pizza Boy's habits, that's good. Especially, he likes to put his pizza on his laptop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you come in once a week, you'll see pizza stains all over his laptop. He doesn't like plates.
Actually, quick opinion. If you want to try a gourmet pizza, go head over to Cambridge and try Beauty's Pizza. My dad and uncle actually own that restaurant. So they have some gourmet pizza. It's pretty delicious.
Taz, can you walk over? He doesn't drive. he's kind of bohemian, you know? He's going to walk over with his tennis racket.
Or in a couple of weeks, if you want to try Synergy, we deliver, so.
Absolutely.
Will you deliver a pizza with it? Then you've got him locked
up. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Where I grew up, everything was delivery, so I'm a big fan of delivery. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. There is no subject of entrepreneurship we don't want to talk about here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages, after we find Alex Dablofsky.